It's Let's Talk Movies with Tim Lammers, being brought to you by Russell Security Services and Resources in Buffalo, a trusted locksmith and security partner since 1991. Visit their website at russellsecurity.com. Let's bring in Tim Lammers with some more video on demand releases.
Yeah, video on demand. I mean, for the time being, that's mostly what we're getting. There are going to be a couple coming up that are going to have some theatrical play as well. But right now we have Waiting for the Barbarians, starring a guy that usually you would see in a summer movie, Johnny Depp. But the star of the film is Mark Rylance. It's set in the late 1900s. Rylance plays this magistrate governing a desolate outpost in the shadow of an unspecified empire. His peaceful existence, however, is it's turned upside down when this cold-blooded army colonel shows up. Who's played by Johnny Depp. He tortures an innocent prisoner, coerces this prisoner to claim that Mongolian barbarians are getting ready to launch an attack on this empire. And so he uses this intel, he calls it intel, as justification to go after these nomads in the mountains and to bring them to the outpost and torture them and hopefully drive this tribe out of existence. Depp is so good in this, Tim.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so weird because obviously we hear more about him with his personal troubles than we do as an actor, but it is really amazing how he makes you forget how great of an actor he is. When you see him on screen, you're seeing a character, you forget it's Johnny Depp. Mark Rylance is great. Robert Pattinson, his star is on the rise after Twilight. His career going in a different direction. He's in the film for about the last half hour. It's a compelling storyline. Depp is great when he's on screen. It's not as much as I'd like him to be. Feels slow in the middle, though, and the ending, as weird as it sounds, once it gets to the, you know, the climactic third act, that feels rushed. So it's a good movie. It's not a great movie. I was hoping for much more, but for what it's worth, I was fairly impressed.
Sounds like it might have some pretty good costuming anytime you get those period pieces.
Oh, yeah. It's a period drama, I guess, effectively. In 1900s, the cinematography, this thing was shot in Morocco and parts of Italy, so it's beautiful. I mean, there are just so many great things going for it. Again, yes, the costumes, and then the acting. Again, I just think it's the problem is with pacing, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a book by a Nobel Prize-winning author, and, you know, obviously when you can only put so many details into a less than two-hour film, you know, some things are going to be lost in translation. I really believe that was the case here without having read the original source material.
Seems like Johnny Depp, the more outlandish his characters are, the better he is.
You know, it is pretty amazing. I mean, he's had a number of bombs in the past few years, but I don't think there's really any sort of complaining about what he puts out as an actor. And most of his characters are outlandish. You know, you think of the Jack Sparrows of the world and stuff like that. But even in the Fantastic Beast movie, the last one, it was sort of a lame movie, I have to say, but he was great in it because he is so striking because of these oddities. This character isn't so much odd as he is evil, though, and I think that's really is what's striking, that, you know, what's striking about this role. I mean, he's just a compelling character.
All right. Waiting for the Barbarians gets how many stars?
It gets 7 out of 10.
Okay. 7 out of 10. We're going to come back with movie number 2 with Tim Lammers in just a minute.
Can you copy this key? It's a question that we get asked about 2,463 times a year. How can you be sure that the person who asked that question is actually supposed to get a copy of the key? Well, we think you should always know who can copy your keys to your business and your home because, hey, who knows, it could be your neighbor, an old employee, a contractor, or even worse, your mother-in-law. At Russell Security Solutions, we believe in protected key systems, so you always know who has a copy of your key. To find out more, visit russellsecurity.com or stop by our Buffalo store. Russell Security, Locks Unlimited, and Door Solutions. Trusted since 1991.
We're back talking movies with Tim Lammers, movie number 2 this week.
It is called The Tax Collector, starring Shia LaBeouf. He's actually one of two tax collectors for a local drug lord who finds himself in the middle of a brutal drug war between another warlord on the rise. Shia LaBeouf, he's menacing in this movie. He's a gun-toting tough guy. People might not picture him that way, but I think the guy can act, and he's pretty impressive here as a guy who collects, quote-unquote, tax money from low-level drug dealers. You know, it's, again, one of these deals where his name is at the top of the poster, but he's not necessarily the main character. An actor named Bobby Soto is, and he's really good. The plot overall is predictable, though. It's excessively violent. I mean, really violent and bloody stuff, which I personally find off-putting. I don't, you know, I can handle the violence in the movies, Tim, but sometimes it's like, okay, you're going too far with this stuff. But, you know, the movie has been taking a battering by other critics. I look at the old Rotten Tomato meter once in a while to see how other critics are rating films, and this one comes in at about 20%. I think it's a much better movie than that. It's not a great movie, though. It's not a good movie, either. It's an okay movie.
All right. So if you got a little time to kill, it's worth a look, maybe.
Yeah, it's a 5.5 out of 10. You know, it's just above average. I mean, again, it's good. You know, there's some terrific acting in the thing. I mean, you have a lot of notable faces in it. George Lopez turns up in this thing. There's another actor who I won't reveal, but you definitely know him in a surprise role that pops up at the end. So, you know, but mostly, though, again, the whole idea is to tout Shia LaBeouf in the film, but again, he's more of a supporting character, a major supporting character, but it's not his film.
But big asterisks for violence.
Oh, boy. Yeah, exactly. I mean, be careful when you're renting this one. It's an R-rated film. Of course, this is video on demand, so you can get it on all the rental outlets, you know, like your Redbox.com, Fandango, Amazon, etc.
All right. And they can read more about this and all the rest of the stuff you're up to where?
At directconversations.com, and of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at Tim Lammers Films.
Very good, sir. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk movies again next week.
All right, Tim. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right. Let's Talk Movies with Tim Lammers, brought to you by Russell's Security Resources of Buffalo, a trusted locksmith and security partner since 1991. Visit their website, russellsecurity.com.